Surprise relief for homebuyers. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Since the government shutdown started more than a month ago, we haven't gotten some official government data, but we still have private sector sources, among them the National Association of Realtors. It'll release home sales numbers later this morning and help us get a read on the state of the housing market. Analysts are expecting the report to show existing home sales fell in December. Winter is typically a slower time for home sales. But a recent dip in mortgage rates may bring more buyers out of the cold. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
The average interest rate on a 30-year mortgage has fallen about half a percentage point since November to around 4.5%. Analyst Greg McBride with Bankrate says uncertainty about the economy has driven more investors into bonds. And when demand for bonds goes up, yields, the interest paid on those bonds, come down.
And the yields on mortgage-backed bonds, which really are the fundamental component of pricing in terms of what's being quoted to mortgage borrowers, those rates come down as well.
On a $200,000 mortgage, the difference could save homebuyers more than $100 a month and almost $18,000 over the life of the loan. Andy Walden with data firm Black Knight says the dip could also revive demand for refinancing.
There are now 1 million more homeowners that have incentive to refinance,
meaning they could shave at least 0.75% off their interest rate. But they may not have long. The Fed is expected to raise rates at least twice this year, and mortgage rates typically follow. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
SNAP, or the Federal Food Assistance Program, is, despite the government shutdown, funded through February. But whether people will receive benefits in March is very much up in the air. Janet Babin reports.
The federal government asked states to distribute the food assistance early so it wouldn't be affected by the shutdown. But getting benefits early can lead to confusion. Recipients have to budget the amount over a longer stretch of time. More concerning is what would happen if SNAP doesn't get its March funding. Craig Gunderson's an economics professor at the University of Illinois.
We're talking 10 million more people who would be suffering from food insecurity.
Roughly 38 million Americans get the benefit, which comes out to around $125 a month. If SNAP benefits aren't renewed, the negative effects could cascade into the broader U.S. economy, says Joseph Bruzuelas, chief economist at tax and consulting company RSM.
We could put the economy in such dire straits that it could possibly tip into recession later this year.
Bruzuelas says that's not a great way to start off the economy in 2019. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.7%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.8% to 1% range, with the Dow future down 188 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.75%.
We recently heard from Fran in New York, New York, who wanted to let us know that she appreciates Marketplace's in-depth reporting and that we help her better understand the economic and political issues of the day. To join Fran in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The fertility rate in the United States is falling and has been for the last 3 years, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fertility as in average number of births per woman. The District of Columbia has the lowest fertility rate. South Dakota has the highest. There is a connection here between fertility and the economy. And to help us understand more, we're joined by Gretchen Livingston, senior researcher at the Pew Research Center. Good morning.
Hi.
So the CDC says the average woman has 1.77 babies, down from 1.82 in 2016, 1.84 in 2015. What's going on? Why is our birth rate declining?
Well, there are a number of things going on. In the near term, we definitely have seen a continued downtick in fertility ever since 2007 when the Great Recession hit. So certainly we know there's a link between the economy and fertility, meaning when the economy is not doing so well, fertility doesn't tend to be very high either. But at the same time, you know, by many measures, the economy has recovered and fertility has not. So a lot of experts are kind of surprised by that.
Is there any clues to why fertility hasn't rebounded since the recession?
You know, some suspect that there continues to be some feeling of financial insecurity among people, even though when we look at the broad numbers, we see that there has been an economic recovery. There's also just some long-term trends that really don't relate to the recession, at least not directly, that have led to really long-term declines in fertility, like the postponement of births across the board.
And so why is that?
We've seen huge declines in teen births over the years, and this is a trend that's been going on for decades. And other factors that are contributing include the fact that people in general are getting more education. There's a lot more people getting college degrees now than was the case several decades ago. And for the most part, people tend to delay childbearing while they're in school and also delay marriage.
Do we need a growing population to be economically healthy?
You know, I think experts have varying opinions on this. On the one hand, some experts would say, you know, resources are limited and we're fine where we are in terms of fertility. At the other end of the spectrum, there's experts who feel pretty strongly that we need to have more fertility growth in order to ensure, you know, a larger labor force moving forward. I mean, I think something else that needs to be thrown into this equation, though, is immigration. You know, we've been talking only about fertility, but immigrants are also coming into this country, and of course, they contribute to the labor force as well. So that's another factor that needs to be considered.
Gretchen Livingston is a senior researcher at the Pew Research Center. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Our producers are Victoria Craig, Michael Lipkin, Janaki Mehta, Daniel Shin, and Sasha Woodruff. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.